This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Masha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Hey guys, the time is 7:46, almost 7:47. You're on Generation Next with Dylan Nelson and Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, it's time for Gay School.
It most certainly is, friend.
Generation Next. Love it.
Because it's Generation Next.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Gay School.
Oh, jazzy.
That was actually really good for once, guys. We sounded great. We harmonized.
I think we did. You know, it's only been like 2 months.
Maybe we should start like a group.
Oh my god.
Called Secrets Out. Called
the Tambourines.
The Tambourines.
And we can just like, yeah.
Shimmy around. No, hitting off, because this is Generation Next Gay School, so this is, of course, is our news and current affairs time. There's a new political party, and they want to represent the LGBTI community. The Australian Equality Party.
You've been partying a wee bit too much.
They plan to run initially for the Australian Senate at the 2016 federal election, then to contest seats in local elections and in state and federal elections in the upper and lower houses. The AEP's first potential candidate for the Senate is party convener and practicing marriage celebrant Jason Twozan McChain. I'm sorry if that's not how you say your name, friend. And he's been involved in a number of years in organisations relating to rainbow families. Now, when McChain was a Christian minister at the age of 28, he came out as gay and was rejected by that community, but he continued to officiate weddings as a civil celebrant. But why do they call them practicing? Is that like doctors and accountants? Why do you say practicing celebrant or like practicing doctor?
I guess like you can be a doctor and not be practicing, right? Like you can be a doctor and not be doing it, or like
retired.
It means they have the accreditation and they're
actually doing it. Yeah, they're actually doing it. Like
right, because I know it's just one of those things that just like weirds me out, because I'm like, I don't want one that's for show.
I guess they're trying to put it in that like he's doing it, like he's out there doing that like right now.
Right.
I think if they do one, they are practicing. If they do celebrate one, marriage, then they're practicing, I would imagine. Mm. Something that I like from this article is this is actually a family first party and not the bird one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Quote unquote, one of our policy platforms is marriage equality, but it's the family stuff around that. Isn't that nice? It's just nice to hear, you know?
Yeah, it is great. And there's, you know, adoption issues and surrogacy issues that they're focusing on here.
Because he has an 8-year-old son, and that was with his longtime partner, and that was from surrogacy.
Yeah, which is just great.
We have got a message in on 0427JOY949. Sorry, that was a lie. It was an email onair@joy.org.au, my bad. And it was just in reference to our conversation earlier about the 80 countries that criminalise homosexuality. Good show, Next Gen. Thanks. Forcing all eroticism to be about procreations makes no sense in an overpopulated world. Robert from the USA. Thanks. He's
good
for
work.
Listening all the way from overseas.
Washington.
That's amazing.
I read
Thanks,
that.
Robert.
Yeah, WA.
I was like, Western Australia.
Yeah,
cool. No, I'm wrong.
Hey, Robert.
You know, that's a great point. That's actually a great point.
Yeah.
Because we are extremely overpopulated.
Mm. Do you know one of my favourite retorts? Look, it's a little bit of a tangent here. But, you know, they say there's only humans and is it dolphins that have sex for pleasure? If same-sex attracted couples are having sex and it's not for procreation, that means that we're more advanced human beings. A little bit.
Mm. Mm. A little bit. little bit of that.
Well, I think one of my favourite retorts is there are 450 species that demonstrate homosexuality, and there's only one that demonstrates homophobia.
Ooh. Bam!
Bam! You just got
smack
told.
Damn!
Damn, polar bears are...
Damn it.
Homophobic polar bears are...
And there have been renewed calls to abolish the gay panic defence. This has been a pledge... It has been pledged in by the South Australian Greens to abolish the gay panic defence, and it's been welcomed by LGBTI rights groups across the country.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's it shouldn't exist.
So outdated.
It's ridiculously backwards.
There was a similar bill failed to get through the South Australian Parliament last September, and the Greens gender and sexuality spokesman Tammy Franks said she will reintroduce the bill, calling on both sides of politics to continue to commit to supporting it. Now, for anyone who isn't aware of what gay panic is, it's the partial defence of a provocation, and it's used to legitimate acts of extreme violence against gay and bisexual men. So pretty much, if you're a gay male or a bisexual male and then you get the shit kicked out of you, and sorry for the language, but if you were to get absolutely viciously attacked and then your straight attackers were to turn around and say, but he cracked onto me, you can use gay panic to totally get aside with that.
That's ridiculous. I mean, like, even if someone cracked onto me and, you know, I kicked the shit out of them, that's still not an excuse. Like,
they hit violence
on me, but you can hit on people, but just don't be too aggressive about it, everyone.
Yeah.
It's not attractive. Yeah.
Totally.
Look, this quote-unquote is a glaring example of institutionalised homophobia in Australian law, which can be kind of seen within the boys' club of the current cabinet.
By whatever do you mean? And we do have an article about our current Prime Minister coming up. But first, Kat, you heard something about STIs.
There has been calls for more STI checks because Sydney has seen a major rise in gonorrhea. So according to the research, infections went up from 87 in 2010 to 352 in 2012, which is huge. That's quite a rise. It does say here 88.3% of the cases were men.
And it's insane. The rising rate of gonorrhea, and from these strains, it's because people aren't... if they don't take all the medication or they don't take the required medication, the virus can adapt to that. And then when that's passed on, it's a stronger strain that's resistant to medication. And look, gonorrhea can be transmitted through oral and anal sex as well as other sexual practices.
That's the thing. I think people aren't aware that you can get STDs from giving head.
Or getting head.
Scarier yet.
Mm. Just any form of touching.
Here's some good news though, guys. Let's get to this topic. YouTube has suspended Prime Minister Tony Abbott's YouTube account.
And why? why did that happen, Nelson?
Tony Abbott may claim that he delivered on his promise, but over the weekend, a glitch on video site YouTube, you may have heard of it, meant his message was taken down for deceptive content, meaning that I don't think he really did deliver on his promises. He promised to scrap the carbon tax, end the waste and get the budget under control with regards to the carbon tax. And I'm sorry. He's got a lot of money. I'm a different guy to him.
He's shaking in his boots.
He's seething.
Being a soon-to-be uni student, I don't want to be penalised just because, you know, only the rich should be able to educate their children.
And I want to be able to go and get free healthcare because I pay tax. Exactly. And we all pay taxes. Like, it's insane. And I just love it how it got taken down for deceptive content.
That means so many people clicked deceptive content. That's how it works, right?
Like,
people just went on that video and just clicked, this is deceptive.
But
it actually got,
it's good because it totally is deceptive. Like, he said that the boats have stopped. He said our dollar's never been higher.
Yeah.
And then he said it was going to get rid of tax. But all they've done is they're trying to introduce bills to raise our tax ceiling.
Does not make any sense.
And it does not. But look, it started off as a feel-good story. Now we're all like,
You know what? It's interesting. It does show that, you know, people who aren't a fan of our Prime Minister at the moment kind of, you know, in a way control the internet. I mean, you can say that a lot of people our age, you know, would be on there doing that sort of stuff.
That is true. And Nelson, I see you raising your hand, but I just want to quickly raise something.
Oh, yeah.
I think that we did need Tony Abbott, though. We did need that Prime Minister because he sparked activism in Australia.
That's true. And now it's going to be overseas YouTube being, you know, I imagine a California or at least American-based company. People are going to see this guy being a tit overseas. And also at the recent, it was a G20 summit in Brisbane, he referred to the Syrian war as goodies versus baddies. Did you know that?
He did not, did he?
You're kidding.
Goodies versus baddies. Very complex issue.
Send him back to his own country.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and with that, we're out of here. But stick around because we've got Worldwide Wave. And thank you so much for your company. We've had a ball. Until next week.
See you later.
More new music than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.